Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On November 19th, the Houthis hijacked a commercial ship in the Red Sea and have since attacked more than two dozen others with drones, missiles, and speedboats. U.S.-led naval forces have thwarted many of the attacks, said Daniel Shapiro, Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary for the Middle East, in congressional testimony.
Our main defensive effort in the Red Sea is called Operation Prosperity Guardian. Since Secretary Austin announced this coalition in December, more than 20 countries have joined to increase maritime patrols in the Red Sea and safeguard commercial shipping. Operation Prosperity Guardian is designed to reassure the maritime shipping industry, deter illegal activity, and promote safe navigation while protecting the free flow of international commerce.
Meanwhile, the Defense Department has been engaged in efforts to destroy and degrade the capabilities of the Houthis used to conduct maritime attacks, explained Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Shapiro.
U.S. forces have also conducted self-defense strikes against Houthi targets, including missiles and UAS on launchers, posing an imminent threat nearly three dozen times over the past few weeks. In total, we've struck over 230 targets in Houthi-controlled Yemen through both deliberate and self-defense strikes, likely destroying hundreds of Houthi weapons.
The Defense Department has also worked to stem the flow of Iranian-origin lethal aid to Yemen that enables these attacks, said Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Shapiro.
On January 11th and January 28th, U.S. naval forces interdicted dhows carrying Iranian-origin lethal aid to the Houthis in clear violation of international law. U.S. forces discovered over 200 packages that contained components of unmanned underwater and surface vehicles, propulsion, guidance, and warheads for Houthi medium-range ballistic missiles and anti-ship cruise missiles, air defense-associated components, military-grade communication and network equipment, anti-tank guided missile launcher assemblies, explosive and other military components.
We've made very clear to Iran that we hold it accountable for attacks by its partners and proxies, stated Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Shapiro. The Defense Department supports the overall aim of de-escalating tensions and restoring stability in the Red Sea, but, added Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Shapiro, we will not hesitate to defend civilians and protect the free flow of commerce in one of the world's most critical waterways.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.